I'm now joined on the line with Marion Kelly from the Dublin Community Growers. Marion, you're very welcome to Northside today.
Thank you very much.
Marion, Dublin's first Harvest Festival is taking place Saturday week. Can you let our listeners in on a little bit about what's going to happen on the day?
I will indeed. Well, as you said, Dublin's first Harvest Festival is going ahead in Wolfetown Square, which is just beside the Jervis Street Shopping Centre, on the 29th of September. And it starts at 11 o'clock and it goes on to 5 in the evening. And during that time, what we're going to do is we're going to share our bounty from all our gardens, all our vegetables, the surplus vegetables, with the members of Dublin, of the population of Dublin. We're going to give them out free goodie bags, which have organic vegetables in, and also our guide to community gardening. And we're going to say to them, here's a free goodie bag with all these lovely vegetables in. Maybe you could come and give an hour of your time to one of the community projects which are running all over Dublin in the different community gardens.
So it sounds incredibly exciting.
Yes, I think so. Also, there are three other marquees on the day, not only just giving out the food, but there'll be one running which is giving workshops on anything from foraging to beekeeping to jam making. So it's going to be a real eclectic mix of all the different community growers sharing their skills. And then there is going to be another tent which is run by Dublin City Council, the environmental focus group, and they're going to be sharing their views on how to conserve water, how to reduce your fuel bills by being more green, and hopefully there'll be a talk then on how to set up a cooperative and how to access organic vegetables within the city.
Well, because I was only looking at the schedule of events, and the entire day is completely jammed from 11 in the morning right up till 5.
That's it.
You've got forum speeches, presentations, water resource presentations, films, talks. It's a real jam-packed day. And it's free.
Free, all totally free, and you get a goodie bag with some organic vegetables, so it doesn't get much better.
And you get fed, the good traditional way.
Yes, exactly.
Now, some of our listeners are wondering, you know, where are these community gardens or allotments? Can you tell us a little bit about the areas around the city?
Yes, okay. Well, if you go on to our website, which is www.dcc.ie, Dublin Community Growers, there's a map on the website, and it shows you where all the gardens are. And, you know, there's 30 gardens, and there are more coming online all the time. So there's another 5 gardens actually, you know, in the process of being set up. So that's 35 gardens throughout Dublin. So if you go online, you'll be able to see the nearest garden to you. They're all very different. They all, some are small, some are very large. But you get an idea of what's out there. And the closest one to you, where you can just go around and have a look and see if it's for you, if you like it. And I think if you do go around and have a look at the different gardens, you will like them, you know, because they are very special.
I take the gardens are run by a cross-demographic of society, both young, old.
Exactly. Well, you know, in every garden differs. Some gardens, like our garden in Fisborough, I'm a member of the Serenity Community Garden. We have 8 different nationalities working in the garden. So ours is very multicultural because Fisborough is very multicultural. And yet where you have maybe in, say, for example, a South Circular Road, you have a lot of students working there because a lot of students live around South Circular Road.
Yeah.
So it really depends on the areas. They're all very different, you know.
It's a very inclusive activity as well.
It is. And, you know, it's great fun. If you have some leisure time, you want to have fun too. It's not only growing vegetables, it's not all hard work. It's you meet so many people. There's a great community spirit. We all learn together and we all share. And it's just a really nice, you know, you can bring your children, you can bring your granny. It goes with everybody, you know.
Yeah, it's a real it's a great way to get to know your neighbours.
It is, definitely. definitely.
Fantastic. Now, when I called you last night, you had to. I rudely interrupted you because you had to go off and milk a goat.
And, yes, that's true.
Can you inform our listeners about Hoth and the goats?
Okay. Well, I'm involved as a member of Dublin Community Growers in a project called Goats for Hoth. And what that is the heathland of Hoth has become very overgrown. It's been overgrown by tall gorse and birch trees. And traditionally, that land would have always been grazed by, you know, goats or cattle or whatever. But in the last 25 years, it hasn't been. And so that heathland is of special interest. Now, I'm not the ecologist. Mary Tobity is the ecologist on this project. But it needs to be grazed. It needs to be cut back because it's, number one, the rare plants and fauna are being damaged by this tall gorse and birch. And also, it's becoming a danger for fire. So Fingal County Council looked at the problem and said, well, you know, if we bring machines up there, it's going to cost a fortune. Let's look at alternatives. And they looked at goats. And that's my input into the project. Basically, I've kept goats and I know about goats. So I'm helping them with the goats, making sure the goats are okay, milking goats when I have to. But that is another thing. We are looking for volunteers on that project. And harvest, there will be people on the day of harvest, there will be someone there taking, if you don't want to volunteer for a garden, you can volunteer to help with the goats as well. So there's lots of diverse projects you can volunteer. It's just not all about gardening.
So it sounds like an absolutely fantastic day. And Marion, if people want to find out a little bit more about the festival before it happens, how can they do so?
If you go onto our website, and that's www.dcc.ie, and you can view it there, or you can either contact myself if you want to. If you have got access to the internet, I can give out my phone number if you want. It's 086 86 49 678. And if you want to volunteer or help, or if you think you can, I don't know, whatever, give any skill you have, please contact me, and we'll find a place for you on the day.
Even if people want to learn skills, they can come along on the day itself.
Exactly,
well.
Yeah. I mean, because there's beekeepers there. If you just want to, just help, or you think you can even just take addresses for people, or whatever you want to give, that's okay. We would love to see you there.
Sounds like a fantastic initiative. And that number again, guys, Marion Kelly, is 086 864 9678. That's Dublin's first Harvest Festival, taking place Saturday week in Jervis Street, Wolftone Square, just at the end of Jervis Street there, guys, down by the church venue restaurant area. Marion, thanks so much for joining us on Northside today.
Thank you, and I hope to see you there.
I'll definitely be down there. See you, Marion. All the best.
Thank you. Bye-bye.